Baba Kana, your care, someone's base. Somewhere in the middle of a sugya here, trying to work out whether it's Hador or Tsuris or not. Robert Shire, Robert and Shire, your testament base. Boy, Robert, in the middle of the Omud, just think through to the question, and we'll jump to where we're holding. The middle of the Omud, Kupal, Boy, Robert, Robert and Shire, each Hador and Tsuris or in Hador and Tsuris. Tsuris that are done more than three times. Do we say, well, since about three times, the Hatzinezek, it continues on to be Hatzinezek? And we say, no, just like by Karen. Karen is Hatzinezek for three times, and then Nezek Shalim. Maybe also by Tsuris, it's Hatzinezek three times, and then Nezek Shalim. It's a shayla, brother. What's the thing if he does something? Does Tsuris more than three times, is it Nezek Shalim or Hatzinezek? The Gemara was trying to bring rights one way or the other. The Gemara, so far, we've seen two suggested proofs, and each time the Gemara refuted it. So now we're up to a new proof. It's four lines up from the end of the page. You have testament base, four lines up. Last two words in the line is Tor Shema. Right? Tor Shema. The actual fact, we actually didn't do the last line before that as well. We should really go back one more line before that. The Gemara on the previous, proof for Machlokes Rebbeleza and Chachomim, the Rebbeleza holds with the Behemoth that definitely from dough, they pay Chatzinezek and the Chachomim say you pay Nezek Sholem. The Gemara thought it's also a proof for Yeshador, Einador. The Gemara said, no, Machlokes Rebbeleza and Chachomim is the old Machlokes of Sumchus and Rabbonon. Rebbeleza holds of Rabbonon and have you the holds like Sumchus? So now the Gemara asks, the Leme, we now, sorry, went back an extra line earlier, so we're five lines up from the end of the page, six lines up. The last word on the line is Veleme. Last word is Veleme. Veleme, have you the halachic Sumchus? Veleme, Veloza, halachic Rabbanon. Why are they just saying the halachas? Why don't they attribute it to the source? Rabbi Yehuda should say the halachas like Sumchus, like the Tana Sumchus, and Rabbi Loza should say the halachas like the Tana Rabbanon. Why do you tell you should not? I'm telling you halachas. It's not true. There's already Tana who spoke about it. Answer the Gemara, Gelonim, it's Tricheli. No, they had to speak out this particular case to teach us a Chiddush in Gelonim. Sumchus and Rabbanon never actually spoke about Gelonim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loza are speaking about Gelonim. Well, what's unique about Gelonim? So I might have thought, the glolim came from the actual guf. Says Rashi, the glolim were actually loaded up in the guf. Where did they come from? They come from the body of the animal. So you might have thought, since the glolim, the dung that's ejected from the animal, but since it came from the actual animal, it's not like Sirius, which was something from the outside. It's part of the actual animal. Maybe you would have thought it's kugufi domi. Maybe you would have thought it is actually the animal, and that, but it's not serious. Maybe it's the actual animal. They're not. The glonim is also the old shayla of serious. Okay, that's the ashlama to last sugya. Now we're starting a new proof, which is now four lines up. From the end of the page, Tor Shema. Yes.
It's just a regular case.
They're entitled to discuss it. And they should just say, you know, this Shaila, which you're talking about, has been discussed earlier by Kanoim, and some of us I hold by some of us I hold by the Rabbon.
It seems from the answer.
Answer the Gemara was the reason why they said Chatzinezek. They didn't just say halachic Sumchus, because they want to say this case here has the same shaila.
Why did they attribute it? I'm asking, I'm assuming this in the answer. The question is, why are they talking about a case of Lulim? We already have a record of all it is, Sumchus and Kahumim. We already have a previous in a regular case.
Yeah.
So why are they talking about this specific? the question that you have said, why are you not attributing it? Or the question is, why did you not attribute it? That's all it is.
We're not so far apart. Not so far apart. I'm saying this story could have happened. There's nothing wrong if the story happens and they discuss it. But the discussion should be, I hear your shayles. It's an old thing. A lot of the sumpas. Well, a lot of the economics. That's all I'm understanding. I hear all people wait for it. I'm understanding it. They're making, from the about to say, no, this is half making, this is Nezachonim. It's as if they're being machadish, the actual halacha that's discussed, instead of attributing it to the time. So the answer to the Gemara, the way I'm learning it, is that yes, they are being machadish something, and that's why they are in that state of Nezachonim. They're being machadish, this is serious. If you just have the halacha sumpah coming, then there's no, we don't know what the halacha will be by Gronim, if it is serious. They're being mechadish, this is service, and therefore they're allowed to say this is patriotic and this is nezek shalom. They can't just say, well, halacha kesumpus. How did kesumpus would say this is? How did another performer would say this is chatinezek? Maybe this isn't service. No, they're saying chatinezek. You see, it's chatinezek. I'm teaching you halacha. Halacha is there is. It's also service. And if it's also service, then the halacha is like that. That's how I am. I hear the way you're learning it, but when the Gemara says often in Shas, the Gemara says, "Leim ketanoi," have a machlik or something. Leim ketanoi. The Gemara, when the Gemara says "Leim ketanoi," the Gemara's question is not why you're bechlal talking about. Why are you saying the halacha? Because if you're making up the halacha, you should say it's like tanoi. And that's the same story here. That when the you should say halacha because some of meaning is not.
Huh?
Right. They don't use the Moshe Ketanoi here. Right? Which if you remember in Rashi, there's a Machalik to say whether this Rebbe Lodda is a Tana. If it's a Tana, then obviously you can't say Leim Ketanoi. Rashi wanted to say Tanoi. Then you use slightly different Moshe to what's normal use. Toshima. Oh, so now on to this new case. Toshima. The Tana you remember by Yecheskel. Rami by Yecheskel. So you have it?
Good.
The Tani Rami by Yecheskel. Rami by Yecheskel had a brace. You learned as a brace. Tana goil, shahoy shetroy shahoy, lavir nis buches. A hen or cock or whatever you want to call it. That, did you like that? And he put his head into lavir nis buches, into the air, into the cavity of a glass. A jug or something like that, last Kaylee. Vetoka boy, and then he crows. He said, cock a little do. And due to the power of his sound, the echoes, or the waves, the sound waves, shivoy, and due to that, the kli broke. Right? We've all heard of Chazonin when he sing the glass broke. This was a cousin called a chicken inside a little glass thing. He did a little do, and due to the sound waves, the kli broke.
Rami
Bar Yecheskel is in the Mara. Rami Yecheskel was quoting a Tony, saying a brace. The Tony Rami Yecheskel.
Rami Bar Yecheskel himself.
I can't remember if Rami Yecheskel himself is in Amaya, or let me check this out 1 second. You ask. Oh, man. Chesed was in Amaya. He himself was in Amaya, but he was quoting a brace. He was saying over a brace. Okay, it was the second generation of Aryan. Thank you, Bar Ilan, for the help here. Okay, and he was saying Rabbi Brice. So he said Rabbi Brice and Tanagur. So Rishal Abig was cookies. We're talking about Bishiva Mishan and Dikshon. But Omer Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef said on that, that Omi Bei Rav, that in the Bishim Medrash of Rav, they said over, the Sus should sonach, the Chamor Shenoah, a Sus, a horse that neid, I guess that's the English word for all horse does, and a Chamor that raise, okay, a Chamor that makes his noise, and a Sus makes his noise, the Shiva Zakeinim, Mishanim, Chatzi Nezek, so we have a Machlokes here. We have a Braisa that says by a chicken, that's Nezek Shalim. And we have Rav, the Beis Medrash of Rav, that said that by a horse or a donkey making a similar type of noise, and they broke a kli due to that noise, they only pay Chatzi Nezek. Now this noise emanating from the animals, it's not the animal itself that's damaging, it's a noise emanating from it. And that noise is what's breaking the kli. So why is the machlokes between this Braisa and Bei Rav? The Braisa is saying one thing and Bei Rav is saying another thing. What's the machlokes? So,
Rav, is it significant that the chicken puts its head in the glass? Is that more intentionality? Does that have some kind of more direct?
No, just that's the only way it'll break. A chicken that makes a noise outside the glass won't break it. So the question is, what is the nekudas ha-machlikis between the two of them? Why does the one say chatzi and one say nezek shonim? My love, don't we say, even if possible to say, you're going to orbit losses in you. We're talking about a case where the chicken did it three times, the horse did it three times. And this is what they're arguing about. Ma'asobah yeshidor, ador, or ma'asobah in ador. Maybe that's good for the machlikis. The Rambam in Peskel holds, if you do so it's more than three times, then it's Nezek Shalim. And Rav Yosef says, no, even if you do it more than three times, it's certainly Chatzi Nezek. So Robert Shtaya is exactly the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rambam in Peskel.
But Rob, these weren't three times, this is just once.
No, that's Robert had the shayla. What's the thing if you do tsuris more than three times?
No, but I'm saying with the chicken, it's only once. So he's saying that.
Have to say the chicken did it four times.
Four times.
This is the fourth time he did it. And Romer Achetz got the brace hold, it's Nezek Shalim. And Berav said it's Chatzi Nezek. So Robert's shayla is good for machlokes between the brace and Rav. So says the Gemara, no, Loi. Right now, the top of your test of the Aleph, second line down. We're talking about it on the very first line. So, what's the machlokes then between Rambam and Cheskel and Rav Yosef? Let's look to the Sulfas Rabbonah. It's the old machlokes between Sulfas and Rabbonah. Sulfas old series is Nezek Shalim. Rabbonah old series is Chatzi Nezek. So, the old machlokes between the two of them. That is the machlokes Rambam and Cheskel and Beirav. Rambam and Cheskel holds of Sumchus, so it's Nezek Shalim, and Beirav holds of Rabbonah, and therefore it's Chatzi Nezek. Read the Gemara, Kasha. I don't understand how it could be Nezek Shalim. For Mishuno, it's Mishuno. Putting its head in a glass is not a usual action for a cock to do, for a chicken to do. And therefore it's Mishuno. Bishlam, if you did it more than three times, so I can understand why it should be Nezek Shalim. Because even if it's Mishuna, after doing it more than three times, you pay Nezek Shalim. But if you're telling me it's only on the first time, the first time you did it, and the Machlik is between Sulfas and the Rabbanon, so it's Mishuna. And if it's Mishuna, it should be Chatzi Nezek. How could Sumchus say, even if it is Sumchus, how could Sumchus say Nezek Shalim? Nezek, an act which is Mishuna, is Chatzi Nezek. There's Rashi Mishuna, Hatam Rebdona, the chicken did something weird. Shein Dalkot Itkoyah Bekli, it's not normal, Rashi on the top of the Omud. And Dalkot Itkoyah Bekli, it's not normal to be taken out of Bekli. So it's Mishona, but Mishona should only be Hasinazek. Answers the Gemara, this babe is Zoni. Rashi has a gift, and the Shoni babe is Zoni. Says Rashi, the Shoni babe is Zoni has thrown inside it seeds. She is Zoyim the Kli. There are seeds in the Kli. If there's seeds in the Kli, okay, Lahakni Soisha Visaycha. It's very usual for a chicken to put its head in the Kli in order to get the seeds out. Even the Okhe Lechol, since it's normal for it to eat, Okhe Nami Litzarik. It's going to be normal also for it to do kakadoodoo over there. Therefore, it's normal Shona and your Chayev Nezik Shoy. So, how did the Gemara say? The Gemara had a suggestion. We're talking about Machlekes. If he did it three times, and the Machlekes is whether Yeshado or Emado. Why do we think they're talking about three times? Why do we suggest that? Because this question, it's Mishona, that's what the Gemara understood. Of course, if you say Nezik Shalom, the Gemara thought it was unusual. It's an unusual act to have done. How could there be Nezik Shalom? It must be because he did it 20 times. And then that, you've got Machlekes, whether it's Chatzi Nezik, Nezik Shalom. What should be the reason? That must be Machlekes with Yeshado, Einado. Machlekes with Yeshado, Einado. The wrong Nechesko holds Yeshado, and therefore it's Nezik Shalom. And if Yosef holds, Ein Ador, and therefore it's Chati Nezik. To which the Gemara answers back, no, it's one time. It's just one. What?
There can only be the horse and the donkey, or in that one, should have
been. No, they're all not Mishnah. They're both not Mishnah.
Because
it must have been done three times in order for it to be. Must be talking about this time, maybe they did it more than three times. The Gemara understood it talking about they both did it more than three times, right? This time ago, they did it more than three times. Once they did it more than three times, you can't say Mishun anymore. Right? It's now a normal for it. So we're talking about kids of normal. How can it be normal? So they did it more than three times. So you see the time ago, how much did he pay when he did it more than three times? Now, the Shulim, in the equivalent case, the Sus and the Chanoi, we said Chetinev. So you see that the Machlokes between them is if they didn't act more than three times, do you say Tzuris is Chetinev? Do you say Tzuris and then Chanoi? So that's what the Gemara thought. Which Gemara said, no, which one did them the first time? The Machlokes is Sumchus and the Rabbanon. The first time, how could Sumchus say that you pay Chetinev and then Chanoi? It's not normal. One time is definitely not normal. I could simply say Nezik Shalim.
Do we know what the source
of
that is?
Well, Rabbi Yecheskel is saying that you've been Nezik Shalim.
Are you the point?
And the Gemara wants to suggest they did it the first time in the Old of Sunnis.
We're suggesting initially. We're suggesting it's not going to be. It was the answer to Rabbi's question.
Right.
Then we said, no, it's not going to be specified.
Right.
The Gemara questioned that it can't be. Why? Because the only thing we know, I'm assuming right now, right? The only thing that we know about the beta psuchos was regular psuchos. We don't know yet about the case of unusual.
Well, we know.
Well, we do.
Because it can't be any different to any normal Karen. Karen, if you do something unusual, you pay chatzin hezin. So even if someone is not on the serious, she doesn't know the blood of permission we see on the serious. But so what? But he's got a hold of Karen. If you do something unusual, it's Chatzi Nezik. Karen? Well, Karen, which is an Nezik.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know. We don't know it's a pain of them in a normal situation, a regular soldier.
Right.
So you can't tell me now that because this case that we're talking about is a unique case. So you have no proof that it's a case of.
That's the same thing that the Gemara could have said two answers. Instead of saying putting seeds, the Gemara could have said it's talking about Rishus and Nizik and he holds you pay Nezik Shalim. Like a tough one. You could have answered that. It means we see you're paying Nezik Shalim for one time, which is very difficult to understand. Because it's Mishuna. Why should you pay Nezik Shalim for one time thing? So we have the Gemara said, that's the last question. The Gemara had it says one answer. The answer is the seeds inside Nezik, it's normal. Never is Mishnah, and that's one answer. If the Gemara didn't want to say the Gemara could have said the Old of Rav Tarfon, It's in a kimda. We don't know if he holds a book tower. So he might say the seat inside and that was much easier.
I mean, there's both back, but yes, the kemi is a debate.
They do, right?
So now we are allowed to say it's a debate of supposed to come out. Or if it's abnormal, I don't know.
If it's abnormal, why it shouldn't be Nezik Shalim? Right? It shouldn't be Nezik Shalim.
That's why I'm asking above. There's a big difference.
Now, I'm saying it shouldn't be Nezik Shalim.
I don't even know yet what's supposed to be in that case. Do we?
What's
the question? Did we see anywhere in our Gemara yet what someone's old? In a case of Rishus Nachin, in a Meshuggah case. We know what he holds.
No.
That comes from Seda. I don't
say that. Once again, I was Baham Meshuggah.
Now, can you tell me that is going to be a debate of Sukkos and Rechavim? The only reported debate, Sukkos and Rechavim, was a normal case. And you're saying this is a debate. It's not, but it's a case of Meshuggah. You don't know it.
So Christ is teaching it to us. What's the big deal?
It's a problem. We don't know. We only this case of normal. This is not a normal case. So you have no right to tell me. You're trying to cast off my question and you say it's a normal case. I don't know. It's not a normal case.
Fine.
You have no right. I'm just saying it's a normal case.
I don't understand him. So I understand the kasha differently. But Mishnah was saying the Gemara doesn't want to say it's going to Tafim, and it's Rav Tafim. So that should Rav Tafim. It's not everyone. Rav Amram Chiri doesn't want to say it's going to Tafim. That's where the halachic side. You're telling me halacha is Nezik Shalim. How can it be Nezik Shalim? I've got a problem on. Well, how do you know what simple holds? I have a problem on the psak you gave. The psak just saying is Nezik Shalim. Why can I be the psak? How can I be the psak? Nezik Shalim. On the Mishnah.
That's our question. Easy answer.
What's out?
Easy answer. We don't know what's
saying, but that's their doubt. It's one shitter.
That's the answer.
Why didn't you answer?
It happened three times. We're going back, we're knocking off the possibility that it happened once. We're saying it happened three times again.
Well, how do you know it happened three times?
The same way we assumed it before. No, we're saying it can't be some person or one.
Because?
And therefore,
why can't there be some or one?
Because it's a Mishuna dick away.
And so what?
So therefore.
So what if it's Mishuna?
We don't know, but some person.
Yeah, that's how you ask it, though.
No, but we're saying it goes back to the original question.
It will go back to the original question if we're right in saying that we can't attribute it to Sumpus. It will. But the way you and Riyasi are learning is that it's what right do you have to say it's Sumpus? We don't know what Sumpus would say when it's Mishnah. That's the way you understand it, which is a shayla in the Gemara soon, the Gemara's got a shayla by Shinra and Sveza. But I'm understanding a stronger question. I've got a stronger question. The psak that you've actually said in this brisa doesn't make sense if it was Mishnah. Now you're right. We could have said it's going like a tafel. We could have said it's a massive akimta to say that a brisa is going, some brisa is going like a tafel. The tafel was a one opinion in a Mishnah. It's a massive akimta to say. The Gemara didn't want to say that. If you're on the ropes, you'll say that. The Gemara, the question, here you're telling me, they're right to say, Chatzin Nezik Shalim. It's not true. For Mishnah, it's only Chatzin Nezik. The Bryson doesn't even say we're talking about Inner Shusayopim to say it's talking about Tavim. So we'll say, yes, it's talking about Inner Shusayopim. And Gerayim Tavim. It doesn't say that. So we're talking about Mishnah. So why should it be? Why should it be Nezik Shalim? So it's not, no, there's seeds in it, and therefore it's dead normal. If it's normal, so it's not a Shalim. So of course it can be Nezik Shalim. That's how I'm not listening. Yes, you're sure.
If we're dealing with Chetzi Nezik, then it can't be a Sumpus Medium.
We're talking about Chetzi Nezik. Going on the bright side, it says Nezik Shalim.
But Nezik Shalim, no, the Pope.
Okay, so bright side, Nezik Shalim. I've got a question now. Why did Nezik Shalim insist? It's Mishnah. So your way of learning is what right do you have to say that it's going like Sumpus? We don't know what Sumpus would hold by Mishnah. If that's the way you're learning, I tell you, this Brisa He holds like sukkos. And this braisa holds like sukkos. Because this braisa is a braisa, it's entitled to hold that way. And he holds it by Mishnah. What's the big kasha? What's your kasha?
But
the
Mishnah.
We don't know. We don't know the braisa.
We don't know. We reported the date of sukkos and kochamim. They were trying to suggest about this case. Is not a copy of that debate. You were saying if they're famous machlok is the law you want to say, and it's not a copy. It's not, it's not an exact match. Why is it a match? Because it's not a normal case. So how do you have a right to say that? You can't see it. That's
and if it would be not, let's say we do have a right to say it. Then we would be able to say
this question would not be posed at all. We would accept that answer like we accepted it.
Or tell
we would accept it. I'm saying it was a question about that. He said it. That's why you said it. He said it.
No, that's it. That's it. Shalom.
Well, we know why you're saying that. Shalom.
Why? The Shalom, why should you be in Shalom? The Shalom, why should you be in Shalom? That's answer the Gemara gave. We have a loss of someone on Gim Tan. We have an Amboya, we have a Tan, one Tan. Okay. And both of them can hold that Tan. They have a stunned rights in the holds of Tavlin. Stunned rights in the holds of Tavlin. Kiru, this is what Rabbi Cheskel comes to tell me, Etana. This thing is coming to say Halacha. Because Rabbi Cheskel was coming to say Halacha, quoting a rights. Right? So I'm telling you Halacha, which is wrong, because it's only going to Arab Tavlin. Because we don't pass in Arab Tavlin. So you're saying, I'm not here, huh?
Yeah.
Held of a lone opinion in the mission.
You
don't
say that.
You don't want to say that. Yeah, my friend, the down there, but who do you pass
that?
But
the other day was saying that it's a
normal game. That was the question.
They never did. But we can't even suggest it.
Why can't you? Not strong.
I'm just trying to say that some of the Shulna is saying it's error, and therefore it's not the machlokas of some of the Rabbanim.
Nachon.
So once you're saying it's Aaron, some of the Rabbanim are no longer in the picture. Now we
bring it. That's how I'm learning it. That's how I'm learning it. I'm just trying to argue with Yossi. I'm here. My question was that since it's Chatzinah, since it's Mashuna, it's Karen, even some of his masculine is only Chatzinah, they can therefore there's nothing more. So that's how. The Gemara is asking Rabbi Shimon, yes, sure.
So, what my Tumah just said for Nesek Shalom that it's Mishnah, it's important.
So the Gemara said, Lo yachadim, no? He said, you might be wrong. But don't have one time, not like it's all the time. The Gemara said, one time? How can be Nesek Shalom? It's Mishnah. The answer is, that is seed inside.
So they take it out of Mishnah.
Right.
And then once it's out of Mishnah, then you're back to
some of us are now bothered.
And
yeah, yeah. So that's how the what did Rami Acheskel hold it? We had Machlokes Rami Acheskel and Rav, right? It's funny, Machlokes is there. Pana the Braisa with Rav. Machlokes is Braisa and Rav. Rav was definitely on the Mayan and Braisa and Tana. That's good to talk about that. We have a Machlokes between Tony of Rami Acheskel, the Braisa, which Rami Acheskel is bringing, where they say that the animal puts its head into the glass, you pay Nezek Shalim, and Rav, who would hold in that case, you pay Chatzin Nezek. We're saying the machlokes between that is not Yesh Ador Ein Ador Netzeres, but rather, do we hold of Sunkus or not? If you hold of Sunkus, it's Nezek Shalim. If you hold of the Chachamim, it's going to be Chatzin Nezek. How can you hold of Sunkus? How can be Nezek Shalim? Harry, it's Meshuna, it's Karen. Answer is no. We're talking about the seeds inside, so it's normal, and therefore, it's not care anymore. So it's my biggest choice between Sunkus and the Rabbi. So I want to share with you a riff. I hope you have a riff at the back of your Gemara. I want to just read with you a riff. I want to hear from you what you have to say about this riff. Now, the riff is the Halacha LeMaaseh that comes out from the Gemara. I don't know if you have any. You have it? You're probably not. You'll have to share with the room. See, you have a riff? Yeah? The riff is on. I'm so good. My opinion is, I don't think you have it, Shram.
Right.
Well, Riz, come on, now, stick in front of it. No, it's you, the Rabdavid and the Ru, I'm sure you don't have it. You're wasting
your time. This doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
After the March Hot.
That's Rashad.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither is it. So, you can say everything else. Or you can take my grand, I'll use mine.
That's fine. I'll just appreciate a lot of this.
You found the rift?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking. I've got the Rosh. I know I've got the rift here somewhere. I'm trying to find it. Where's it usually after? After the Rosh. Before the Marsha, where about usually is it?
Right there in the Gemara. The top of the page I'll say Nemuki Yosef.
Oh.
Got it.
Yeah, sure. Come to mine. I've got it on the computer. Yeah, move on. Okay, do you have it? No, yeah. Well, you have that on the riff. You have to find where it is. Okay, here we go. Says the read. Let's just explain what you have on the page. The middle section of the page is the big print. Is the riff. The riff took a sikkum of all the Gemaras, but a lot of the came out of the Gemaras, and he wrote that out. Every generation made it more and more and more concise. Riff took the bigger bit, and then so it will make me even more concise. Shulchan Aruch even more concise. So that's the tall, that's the riff in the middle, and on the sides of it, you have the Nemuki Yosef, Baba Kama's Nemuki Yosef, right there, he elaborates and explains the riff. Okay, that's what we have on the page. So now the riff says over the halachas of this Gemara. So let's see what he says. Tony Romi by Yecheskel. Tanagur Shahoshet Roshoy Lavir Kliz Chuchis. Vitokaboy Vishivro Vishalim Nezek Shalim. You pay Nezek Shalim.
Just for me, meaning telling us the most great of this passing.
Asking. Whatever you bring to the Dalai. So he says, the Hava Bay Bizring. That is, as long as there were seeds inside it. Abaloi Hava Bay Bizring. If there were no seeds, Mishono. But Chatzi Nezek, who the Meshari. And you would pay Chatzi Nezek. Om of Yosef. Omi Beirab, Sus Shetzonach, Vechamoy Shenir, Meshavai Sakelim, Meshalim Chatzi Nezik. You pay Chatzi Nezik. So those are the two lines that the Rish wants to share with us. I'll say it again. Tony Rom Baifes. Tanago Shahishit Roshay Lavik Lins Chokhis, Vitoka Boy Vishivo, Meshalim Nezik Sholim, you pay Nezik Sholim. As long as there were seeds inside it. If there are no seeds inside it, Meshono. Chatzinezek put the Meshalim, you pay Chatzinezek. Omer Yosef, Omer Beirav, Sus Shetzonach, Vachamoy Shenir, Sus that braid made and Vachamoy that braid, Meshavas Akeinim, Meshalim Chatzinezek. What do you have to say about these two lines of the
ritual?
Does not say how many times it happened. Very good. So we'll say it happened one time because the Gemara said he does say it's Mishuna. But it's Mishuna. So it happened one time.
He's paskening on both sides.
He's paskening on both sides. You're not helping him.
I know that.
So think what he's saying, and then you have to answer his point. Can't just say we can't be because all good. He's got a question.
So my answer, I'll let you find out.
So very sweet. What's the question that Ruben's asking? His question that Ruben is asking is he's paskened both like Rami by Cheskel, and he's also paskened like Ami Beirav. Right?
Well, no, because
he's speak.
Well, because he's no, he's saying that that by Susim and Pomorin, that's always, that's an abnormal thing. So
abnormal? Why is it abnormal?
Abnormal, but was it a that was ready?
Okay.
To name Ray for the horse and for the donkey, respectively.
Whatever. Yes. Come on.
That, and for that Ray or Nay to break something.
Yeah, it's all. Come on, man.
I thought
they didn't say that it's because of the show. The Gemara said they hold the reason why they hold it. They never done it seriously. So I don't know. It's normal. I don't know. But the Gemara is taking on it.
Okay, so
it's normal. So yeah, let's go on the first halacha that he said. Let's work it slowly. Rami Chesko, he said, you pay Nezik Shalom if there is seeds inside. Who's he going? That's like Sofas.
Right.
So you pass the night Sofas.
Right.
That's one big difficulty. How can he pass the night Sofas? I mean, we don't pass the night Sofas. What are you going to say? Maybe he does. Well, let's do the next line. Omer Yosef, Omer Be'yav, Sus Shetzonav, Ve'chamoy She'nir, Shibizakim, Shacham Katzin Yedek. He's clearly not passing the night Sofas. So he doesn't pass the night Sofas. So if he doesn't like pass the night Sofas, so what happened on the first line of this? Of this rift, Reuven summed up in a nutshell. He's passing like both stolen, right? Which really means that the first line is passing like Sumpus, and the second line is passing like a bottom line. We can't do that. What is going on in this rift? That's the cash which all the Rishonim asked on the rift. You love it, right? The rift is doing something which is really difficult. So maybe we can think of an answer. If it happened more than three times,
yeah.
Then
Karen, and you can say, well, it's still 100% because it's in by Karen,
yeah, but our difficulty is in the normal case. He says, the Haba baby is drinking, the seeds in it, you're paying a big shot. How can that be? That's because of Sunkus.
Or it also says,
yeah, but we're talking about a case where he did it one time. How do I know we're talking about one time? Because it says if there was no seeds inside it, it was shona and you'd pay chatinezim. We're talking about he did it one time. He did it only one time and he said you pay nezik shon. How could that be? That's like
shon.
Right, so we're leaving for time. So the answer to this question, there's three possible answers. Maybe more even. The one that Ochiyesu gives, one that Rosh gives, and one the Rash produce. Okay, the question is a great question, which all the Rishonim were following that. The Mugi Eisim, which you have on the page, you can have a look at it. It'll tell you an answer. Let's see the Mugi Eisim inside. See if you can find it. It's look for the words Mishnah Bizuin or Betokaboy. Betokaboy, on the stage page. Okay, so what's he saying? So, what's he saying? Oh, it says, Sweet, do you have it? Otherwise, I'll share with you the screen. You have it? You're on mute.
I couldn't even find the first one. Does Namuki Yosef, they've got in the margin, they've got like Yudhes, Yud Zayin. So I look for Yudhes on my base, but I couldn't find anything what you were talking about. So.
Okay, look at the screen now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, is here. This is the talk about over here. The talk about it. Shenivka kli machas akul kriyas atanoga. The kli cracked because of the calling of the tanoga. He says, kri tkiya loshen tkiyas shayfa. Okay, it's like tkiyas shayfa. We talk about also some examples. Bizoini Zroim. The Akav Zroim, Oche Le Yule Reishe Le Mechel, since he's got Zroim that it's normal to his head in it, Kim De Oche Lechel, Oche Namelizak, since it's normal to eat, also normal for it to scream. So then he said, Mishunah, if there's no seeds, it's Mishunah, Shein Deach Hatana Galit Kevakel, it's not normal for it to be taken care of. And then sus should son up kola sus nikra kain mishiba kliba kola mishanam chatzin nezek the chol hani tsrayos nino all these examples of tsrayos the given the ruach since the wind the osi mikoychoy since the wind came the sound waves came from his koyach who domi the tanagolim sheshavu beruach should become fem shemishanam chatzin nezek similar to that due to the flapping of the winds, it creates a wind and that breaks kelim, which you pay chatzinez. Now here he speaks this out. But Gemara, Moiki Rav Yosef Kerabonon, the Gemara established, so Rav Yosef is going to Rabonon, Barami Ba'echezkel is going to Naisumkus. The Lesser Chatzinez Akhtsuris. But Kivan the Kamelon Kerabonon, since we pass another Rabonon, Imkein Hirsak Rav Yosef. Now, not about Rav Yosef. But like your Rami Ba'echezkel, and not like Rami Ba'echezkel, Dama Nezek Shalim. So, being Tkiyas HaTanagol, Oitz Nifas HaSus, both Tkiyas HaTanagol and the neighing of the horse, seriously, no. The Ruach confirm the wind that comes from wings, or a Ruach PM, or the wind that comes from your mouth, Osi Mikoychayu, V'chatzinez HaMishalim, from a Meila, Lesach Sekir Rami Ba'echezkel. Now we have the problem. So if it does bring it, says there in the Makiy Yisef, "Umishum hachim, ein lochosh im avir rif." Don't worry so much if the rif brought it. The leker miti sheyifseku kumoisa. There's no harm in a person will make a mistake and say, like, "Oh, maybe we passed the wrong mechesko." Can't be why. Kim sheyvi achar aviv Yisef. Take the dibo the rif. Brings Rav Yosef, so we clearly don't pass a Rami Yecheskel. The Chosam by Dvarav, and then he's finished his words with Rav Yosef. So we clearly don't pass again like Rami Yecheskel. So why do you bring it then? Omiu Hevi, the Maidenafkelom Midvarav. He brought it because there's something to learn from Rami Yecheskel. That is what. The Lekem is Bizvini. If there's no seeds there, Mishonah. It's Mishunah, and therefore what? Mishunah da libid rabbonon de kamen kevasayu bein ispei bizreini bein espei bizreini lo yishach nezek shonim. So both, in a case where there's no seeds, when both whether there is seeds or no seeds, it's always going to be chatzinezek. It's always going to be chatzinezek. So what's an afkem minah? Mikol makim heicha de ispei bizreini. Mesharim chatzinezik min aliyah kedine de tzuris ki ochayu. We less be bezoinim. Who meshura? Says the Rif. Says the Rav Yosef. The reason why we bring down this din of Rav Yecheskel is to tell me they should know if there's seeds in it, then it's tzuris. If there's no seeds in it, then it's keren. What's enough, Kimina? If there's seeds in it, it's tzuris. How much do you pay if it's tzuris? Can't say anything. And if there's no seeds in it, it's keren. How much do you pay for it?
Awesome.
So what's enough, Gemina?
After more times.
No, on the first time.
So
very good.
Mina aliyah.
Aliyah. That's one of Gemina. Aliyah or Ishus Rav Mishuziyo. The enough Gemina would be says in Mugi Yosef that if there's seeds in it. Then it's tzuris, and then you would pay me'aliyah. And if it's no seeds in it, then it's not normal, then it's mishonah, then it's not tzuris, then it's keren, and you would pay migufa.
Let's also answer Rav's question, the Rav's question.
Which one?
About tzuris, whether or not you pay from
me'aliyah. Oh, very good, very excellent, Sean. So what he says, said the Rav Yosef, shat in the Rif is to teach us, yes, Rav Yecheskel teaching us halacha, you should know it's tzuris. Rav Yecheskel held that it's tzuris in the old Sumchus. Oh, we all did tzuris in the old Rabbanon. But it's still important to know that it's tzuris. It is Serious.
That's the way the Brit reads. It's understanding by the Yosef. You want to read the Brit again.
Yeah, read it again. I've got the people, I've got more views. So what Ruki is saying that this dinner of Omnichatz is coming to me halacha. It's coming to me halacha. Do you pay Mali or do you pay Miguf? If it's going to be in Soyois, then you pay Mali. If it's Miguf or if it's Karen, then you pay Miguf. Kiddush says, Reb Shua, Rob had a shiny Soyois Miguf from Mali. Remember, that was a shiny Rob had on Kesavad Alev. And here all of a sudden he's taking on Poshut. That service is Malia. Yes, this is a good Naramokka for us to know how we pass him. How do we pass him? Do we pass in service in Mikufa Malia? This is a good Naramokka for us to know that the Rif tells us you pay Malia. And in fact, the Rosh, the very beginning of the Masech, says that that's how we pass him. We pass him Malia, because we want to give him on the basis that the double possibly pay Malia. So maybe that's how we pass. We pass him service. You pay in Ali. So maybe it's not committed. Tony Rama Echesko, now read the riff inside. Tony Rama Echesko, Tanagal Shin and Tray Shay. Michelle in Nezik Sholeh. Yeah. Michelle in Nezik Sholeh inside and saying, Tony Rama Echesko, Tanagal Shin and Tray Avikis, what are we talking about? Yeshiva Mishalim Nezik Sholeh. That's a word of the Rama Echesko. What does he mean to point out that? Why should be Nezik Shalim? Because it's serious, and this woman has the help. Serious, you pay Nezik Shalim. No, that would be Bizoini. If it's Bizoini, then it can be called serious, and he would say you pay Nezik Shalim. I haven't told you how I hope you pay Nezik Shalim. I'll tell you in a minute then. But you should know it's beginning serious, and therefore you pay Nezik Shalim.
This brings down, what he brings down is what the law says.
Right. It says about Yosef, there's no way you're going to make a mistake, because if you read the next line, Omer Reb Yosef, he says you pay Chatzi Nezek. So every person who's thinking, well, think, it can't be that I just told you you pay Nezek Shalom, and now I'm telling you Chatzi Nezek. So what's going on? So it must be when you told me Nezek Shalom, you're going to tell me the Brisa for a reason. So what are we meant to take from the Brisa? We're not meant to take from the Brisa the Nezek Shalom, because in a minute we're going to say Chatzi Nezek. So what are we meant to take from the Brisa? And table the rice in serious. Not committed. In a case when it's normal, when the seed's inside, it's serious. And serious, you would pay. If there's no seed inside, then we're meant to take out from it. If there's no seeds inside, then it's Karen, and then you would pay me a good for it.
It's no shadow.
Hosting is bringing down something that looks like it's the one that's not.
Looks like it's, yeah. It's not. This riff, every riff. It's not a bedtime reading book. It is not like those people that want to do a quick smicha course, let's quickly dash through this, highlight the words. No. But you have to learn it. The riff was written as I say, you have to learn it. But the riff told us, it doesn't just extract from the Gemara, and from there you're meant to see that one. So what are you meant to see from this extract of the Gemara? That if it's normal, okay, it's serious, and I'm going to tell you in a minute what serious is. But if it's not normal, then it's Mishumah. If it's Mishumah, it's Chatzinezik. Mashkeach. It's anyway Chatzinezik. No! It's Chatzinezik Migufoi. Chatzinezik Migufoi. If it's normal, it's Chatzinezik Ma'aliyah. Because we pass that serious you pay Ma'aliyah. If it's not normal, then it's Chatzinezik. But it's Chatzinezik Migufoi. That's his there. The Rosh has a similar way of learning not by Gufoi Ma'aliyah. It's a different text. But it would be another enough Kamina.
You should say, why didn't the Luka Yosef bring that as a distinction so that we don't know whether we ask him no Elio or Megushon? Because that was always the body that wasn't answered.
Why didn't he say what? We should say,
that distinction.
Yeah. So the thing we go from Aliyah is not because of him. We pass him Aliyah, the Redian Daf Gimel on the base, already our Papa holds that way. And your problem is the Basra, and the Gemara takes on like that. So we pass Kamalia. That's finished. That's taken as a given. So we pass Kamalia. So what's the Rif telling us? This Rif telling us to tell us the halacha is that if it's no seeds in it, it's Mishonet. Be Chatzinezik anyway. There'll be Nibufoi. If there is seeds, then it's Ma'aliyah. Right? That's another teret of the Rashba Chiddush. The Rashba says if he puts his head in the glass, so it's in the kli, and the sound is emanating from it, from the animal itself, then it's not serious. The old says it's called kerkamash. It's called bimash. If the animal is some gray or neigh, and the sound waves goes out and hits a kli, that's serious. That's chatzinet. But if an animal's inside the kli, and the sound is coming from within the animal itself, in that case, it's so much the animal that already leaves the category of tzoris and becomes gufa. And the Rashba says, and that's how I want to explain the riff.
Because the beak is touching the glass? Or
it's not the beak, no. The Rashba doesn't explain that much. Shem Zalman Oyman explains it. If it's so within the kli, tzoris is challenged from outside the animal, outside the kli, and some outside force came and broke the kli. It wasn't the animal itself, it was from outside the animal, and it wasn't the kli in the kli itself either. So he said that's called service. There are saying kiddush, which is not useful and not familiar with it. If it's in the kli itself, it's more like kufoy, and therefore would be in Ezek Shalom. He said that's right, and therefore he says that's called kufoy, and the Leila would be Nezek Shalom, and that's how he answers the riff. So in the sikkim, let's do a sikkim. What we have here, a riff that quotes two members of the Gemara. Both of them seem to be contradictory of each other. How can that be? So we're saying, come to Rabbi Yosef, he's come to tell me, so no, I'm telling you that the case of Ron Vachesco that said it's serious is only when there's no seed, when there are seeds inside. If there's no seeds inside, then it's not serious, it's carrot. What's an afkamina? It's chatzin ezek anyway. Now, an afkamina would be, is it migufo? Is it a gufomai? That's the Yosef's territory. The Yosef, I'll come to you in a minute. The Rosh says, Mom, it's very, very similar to it. One second. Yeah, okay. So, okay, maybe we come back to this Rosh when we get to the next part of the Sugi. So,
it's not serious.
According to the Rosh, the Rashman says that the text is a different text, completely fundamental text. That if you have sound rays coming inside the kli from the animal itself, that's like the animal itself breaking.
So, again,
you're like, thank you. That's like right now. And then they're not arguing.
Why is the Gemara bring that?
What?
Why wouldn't the Gemara bring that?
Gemara does.
And to answer like the rational.
The Gemara does. That is what the Gemara is saying. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. Tanaga, you have Tanaga. So what don't you think that it's a machlika between them that one hold that we're talking about? Hador three times. The Gemara said, no, we're talking about it at one time, and if there's seeds inside it, then you would be gufoy, right? And if it would be, you're saying the Gemara said something, so he doesn't have it. So we've been saying, you're not touching my ash. The Gemara said, you have it one time to get my fingers, something's in a bomb. According to the Rashba, it's not simple as an Avon. It's not a Plikus. It's simply even the Avon. It's a good idea. You have to check out that. Okay. No,
what? Well, I think we're saying, even if you say that they were arguing, it's not even about the same time. We're debating. We're doing a discussion. We're saying, even if you tell me, even if you go to the group and say they were arguing,
I think the Rashman himself speaks out. Now it's not totally on some speaker. He said, now he wants to say it's Epsha Hashtag McMinney, it's been Mizuini, okay, I've been loved serious. Now they tell me, so no, it's not even serious. That's like Chibim Nugufus. It's on the retraction on the Gemara. The Gemara now says, well, he said the Gemara once, it's not even Sufus. No, it's some normal regal or Shen, right? Right? On that. But you can work out what I mean. But in a case when it did talk to do while he was eating, that according to him, it'd be the goof. But that'd be Shen regal would be an opportunity. Okay, so that's Rashi's third explanation. It comes out a Kiddush in Havana. But all the same, we've got a riff which seems such a simple line. No, this riff comes to us. Either comes like location, not such a big Kiddush. It's come to say, Shalom, there's a Chilik of his Kufa Aliyah. Or it comes to Rashba, no, there's a massive Chazorah in the Gemara. Once you tell me it's so normal that it sees inside, it becomes Gufa, and once it comes Gufa, it's not turning on Sumpas anymore. So it's not being lost, and it should be, it's not, it should say Elo. Elo, these babies are want to tell me, if you're not in problem with Sumpas, you should have said the word Elo, though. I'm not going to ask that question. Okay, that's it for this week. Metzchem, more fun on Sunday. Right. Last week, I was at him. Thanks. So,
no
pressure, no, I'm saying. Leader, you
need a pressure. Yeah, okay.
So be well, everyone.
Thanks. I know. Good voice. Without it, you shot up your